Okay, let's take a look at these backpacks. You know, when we went to school, we were kids, we went to school. How many of you had to carry your books back and forth every single day? Just left them in. Most of us left them in our desk. If we were, say, Ray's job, then we carried them. We had that belt we put around them and put them on our shoulder, right? And took them to school. When I was a kid, we had a desk that we put everything, and my desk was a mess. It was a complete mess. I had stuff shoved in there. And the teacher would say, pull this out. I'd have to pull out all the junk that I had shoved in there before I found what she wanted. You know that? You guys don't have that problem, do you? No. You just reach in your backpack and you pull out. And you got a cubby in your room, probably. Huh? Really? Cool. You looking forward to going back to school? You looking forward to learning a lot? That's good. What you need to do is you need to pay attention to your teachers. You need to pay attention to all the things that they're going to teach you, because they're going to teach you so many things that you need to know as you grow up. Okay. And the other thing to recognize is that these backpacks, right now they don't have a whole lot of stuff in them, do they? But they will, won't they? You'll be walking around like that after a while, huh? You took all your stuff out? Why? Well, you have to put it back in now. Yeah, you know, all those things are blessings that come from God, okay? And you know what else is a blessing that comes from God? You may not agree with me, but your teacher is a blessing that comes from God. You know, when you do the things that your teacher asks you to do, things go well and you have a good time. Sometimes teachers have a little trouble in classrooms and they have to bring a little bit more discipline and a little bit more order. And that's kind of difficult on those days, isn't it? But you know what? That's a blessing from God, because it teaches us how to, not only how we learn, but it teaches us how to act as we learn. And it helps us keep our minds focused on the things that God would have us do. You know that? So who's a teacher here? Stand up if you're a teacher. I got a better idea. If you're a teacher, come on up front. Teachers, come on up front. We only have two with us today. Come on, get up here. Just shy. Kids came. Yeah. You know what? You know what I want to do today? We always, every year, we always seem to have a blessing of the backpacks, and we bless the students, and we ask God to watch over them and protect them and to fill them with knowledge, and certainly we ask for that today. But today, I want to pull a fast one. I want to pray for the teachers, too. Is that okay? Is it okay if we pray and ask God to bless the teachers? And you know what I want to do? I want the teachers to get right here. Right in the middle. Okay? Yep. And the four of you gather around and let's join hands around our teachers. And let's make a circle around our teachers if we can do that. You might need to take a step. There you go. You know what? You need to jump in too. We need an extra set of hands. She wants to know, can they be part of the circle? Sure, you can be part of the circle. There you go. And let's ask God's blessings on all the students and the teachers this year, okay? Let's pray. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks for learning. We give you thanks for schools and for education and the blessing of knowledge. And we ask that you would fill your schools with sound teaching so that those students who gather there may learn of your ways and the ways that you would have them conduct themselves in life. We also pray for the teachers and for the administrators who will bring these things to bear as this new school year begins. Bless them with the power of your love. Hold them in your sweet embrace and guard and protect them with your holy angels, that as the school year progresses, they will grow in the sure and certain hope of their Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask this in his most powerful name. Amen.